this is Sassy Strawberry reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋 by 孟西石 Chapter 104, translation by myself, and edited by Yuki Ryu and Happy Beth. Lao Yan wasn't able to come out and play for this chapter. Yun Qiu Qiu spoke in a nonchalant tone, as if nothing had happened.
I simply happened to find that Shen Dao Zhang and I got along well. Hence I've said a few more words. Where did you get the idea of me stalling for time?
Shen Qiao did not wish to engage in further banter with her, and turned away to head back up the mountain. Yun Qiu Qiu's figure flickered and appeared in front of him once again.
Is Shen Dao Zhang that displeased at the sight of me? Why is it that you're already attempting to run away after we've exchanged only a few words? Even if you don't want to be an intimate acquaintance of mine, it's more than fine if we can just be friends.
Yun Xiu Xiu's flashed a smile that resembled 1,000 red flowers and 10,000 purple blossoms returning to full bloom during the spring. Had it been anyone else, even if their hearts were not swayed by this sight, they would still be at least stunned enough to pause for a moment. Contrary to expectations, however, Shen Qiao's footsteps did not slow down. He continued to stride ahead, not in the least bit tempted by the beautiful sight. This state of mind, this kind of willpower that allowed him to resist such distractions, it was so unusual, even somewhat otherworldly. Apart from that, Guai Tai, Yan Wu Shi, when else had Yun Xiu Xiu encountered someone like this? Shen Qiao noticed her intention to attack and spoke matter-of-factly.
Although my cultivation path is not founded on reckless slaughter, it does not mean that I am incapable of killing. Yun Zongzhu has already witnessed this when your noble sex, Wu Xijing, died at my hands. Has Yun Zongzhu carefully considered the possible consequences and price to be paid for barring my way?
Yun Xiu Xiu laughed and said,
Shen Lang does not need to make such a big fuss. I never had any intention to make an enemy of you. But as a precaution, I need to keep you at bay for some time, lest you spoil matters for us. Even if you head up the mountain now, I'm afraid that you will not be able to change anything, out of consideration that you and I are on fairly amicable terms. Chen Qie will share with you some kind advice. You are not of Chunyang Guan. Even if you are to demonstrate your prowess now and make a name for yourself, there will still be Yi Bi Chen standing ahead of you. Why must Shen Lang wade into these muddied waters?
Her speech was mellow and charming, intricately layered with tenderness and lingering affection. Would the dignified leader of the He Huanzong be so quick to graciously treat someone well and speak compassionate words merely because she found that someone to be pleasing to the eye? Shen Qiao believed that one should show benevolence towards others and treat them with kindness. He was generally not someone who wished to cause disturbances or start disputes. However, this didn't mean that he was foolish or easy to deceive. He turned a deaf ear to her words and immediately swept up the mountain on his own. Yun Xiu Xiu intended to stop him, but Shen Qiao utilized the Tian Guo Hong Yi to its maximum potential. Without waiting for her to even step forward in pursuit, he had already transformed into an afterimage of cyan light and shadow, leaving her far behind in the dust. It would take at least half a day for a normal person to ascend up the mountain. For a martial arts expert from the Jianghu, half a shichen would suffice. But for someone with Shen Qiao's mastery of Qingong, the distance can already be traversed within the time required to burn one incense stick. Yi Zhu Xiang. Yun Xiu Xiu had said,
Even if you head up the mountain now, I'm afraid that you will not be able to change anything.
Which seemed to imply that something terrible had already happened. The disciples who had already been guarding Chunyang Guan's main gate were already defeated by the He Huanzong before they went up the mountain. This time, Shen Xiao encountered no hindrances and obstructions when he climbed the mountain once more. The anxiety within his heart continued to build up. By the time he had finally arrived at the peak of the mountain and returned to the open field in front of Chunyang Guan's main hall, Yi Bichen had exchanged a palm strike with another person under the watching eyes of the entire crowd. The other person stood as firm and unmoving as a mountain, but Yi Bichen was forced to retreat by 3 steps. He took another look at the crowd and saw that their expressions appeared frozen, fixed in that fleeting moment of tremendous shock. The face of the person who exchanged a palm strike against Yi Bichen was unfamiliar. Shen Xiao didn't recognize him. This man had a high nose bridge and deep-set eyes. Although he looked handsome and heroic, it was obvious that he was not young. He was garbed in the style of a foreigner. Presently, he was standing with his hands pulled back with an aloof expression on his face, both of which gave the impression that he was a taciturn and reticent person. Yet this silence was overlaid with a powerful and tyrannical aura, one that deterred those around him and caused them to quietly cower like a cicada in late autumn, deeply afraid of making even the slightest sound. Shen Qiao's thoughts became slightly alarmed. Even though he had yet to ask for his name, he already knew who that person was. The number one martial arts expert of Tuzhe, Wu Lugu. Even though he had mentally prepared himself for this, he still felt a sense of incredulity in his heart. It really is him. How could it be him? Did he truly not die? Sang Jingxing, who had always been wildly presumptuous and insufferably arrogant, was now standing behind this foreigner in a respectful and courteous stance. Seeing Yi Bichen repelled by a single palm strike, Sang Jingxing laughed loudly as he said,
"This is Chunyang Temple's Guanzhu, Yi Bichen. He is acclaimed as one of the foremost martial arts experts in the world and is a venerated Taoist. Yet he is unable to last even one round with Qian Bei. It is clear that the ranking of the so-called top 10 of the world is nothing more than fabricated delusions that cannot be relied on. Qian Bei's martial arts have broken through a realm that is beyond the reach of normal mortals, and he more than deserves to be hailed the number one expert in the world."
Hu Lugu did not appreciate his flattery. He maintained his stoic expression from before, and it was difficult to discern whether he was pleased or angered.
"I came here to challenge Yi Bichen, and as such, this is my personal business. It has nothing to do with the He Huanzong, and I do not need you to take the lead on my behalf."
Sang Jingxing's expression didn't change. He continued to smile as he replied,
"Qian Bei speaks too seriously. We had also heard that the sword trial conference would be held here, hence we came over to have a look. We weren't expecting that as soon as we arrived here, Qian Bei would be coming here as well."
From these words alone, Shen Xiao might have really thought that it was only coincidence that both parties had arrived at the same time to cause a commotion and lay waste to another's territory. While it seemed plausible, Yun Xiuxiu's word from before reminded him that this actually wasn't the case. He knew that the He Huanzong had expected Hu Lugu to come. This is why they had arrived earlier. First, to tire out Yi Bichen and consume some of his fighting spirit, thus increasing Hu Lugu's chances of victory. And secondly, to take advantage of the situation and pick up cheap and unmerited benefits. It was easy to understand why the He Huanzong would expend the effort to help Hu Lugu take the lead. Yu Wenyong's wife, Empress Ashina, had contributed to helping Yu Wenyun ascend to the throne and become the current emperor. Although she was not Yu Wenyun's biological mother, Yu Wenyun had always loved to oppose his father's actions.
Since the previous emperor held the Tuzhe people at a respectful distance, he must do the opposite and maintain close ties with the Tuzhe. In light of this, it wasn't surprising that the He Huanzong would rely on Yu Wenyun as their backer and thus form an alliance with the Tuzhe. Yi Bicheng's expression remained unfazed, not shifting in the slightest. Even though he was beaten back by 3 paces, it still was considered to be an impressive feat. After all, one had to keep in mind that Hu Lugu was no ordinary martial arts master. He was the person who fought against Qi Fengge 20 years ago. After those 20 years had passed, everyone had thought that he had already died. Even Duan Wenyang had spread false news of his teacher's demise when he set foot into the central plains. Nobody would have expected that. Much like the unpredictable weather, the situation would suddenly change, and this legendary figure would suddenly come back from the dead. How could anyone not be shocked by this? Even until now, many of those present were still unable to figure out Hu Lugu's identity. And those who were able to make a vague conjecture had likely thought that it was as impossible as seeing a ghost in broad daylight. Shen Xiao paid close attention to Yi Bicheng for some time and noticed that the other person's face had turned red for a moment. It was evident that he had suffered an internal injury and that he was not as unscathed as he initially appeared to be. Since he was able to see through it, there was no reason that Hu Lugu could not. His gaze fell upon Yi Bicheng, and Hu Lugu spoke in a frigid tone.
I had heard that Chunyang Guan is currently considered to be the leading Taoist sect, yet your martial arts are inferior to those of Qi Fengge.
It was remarkable that Yi Bicheng could maintain his smile and his calm demeanor under such intense pressure.
Chunyang Temple has neither claimed to be the leader of the Taoist faction, nor has Pin Dao ever compared himself with Qi Daozun. Ge Xia's martial arts are extremely formidable, and Pin Dao expresses his admiration. May I ask if Ge Xia came here today to participate in the Shijian Dahui, or are you here for Chunyang Guan?
The former reason implies that he came for the simple purpose of sparring with others, while the latter would indicate that he is here to seek revenge and trash their territory. Hu Lugu replied in an indifferent manner.
The Shijian Dahui is only a means for people to seek fame and fish for glory and fortune. Those who possess true strength would certainly not feel the need to come all this way and take part in this mess. I had originally thought that since the fame of both Chunyang Guan and Yi Bicheng are like strident and loud thunder, piercing one's ears, they must possess certain strengths of outstanding caliber. But now, I've seen with my own eyes that they are only mediocre and unworthy of note.
For him to arrive in someone else's territory and yet make such belittling comments about the people there, Yi Bicheng may have been able to tolerate it, but the disciples of Chunyang Guan who stood at his back were unable to endure this insult. One of them even took the initiative to speak up.
Ge Xia is so capable and skilled, yet he was also soundly defeated by Qi Daozun and had to crawl away like a turtle and cower outside the central plains for 20-odd years. And only after Qi Daozun has passed on from the mortal world does he make haste to come over in order to cause trouble and bring misfortune upon the Wulin of the central plains. What kind of Yingxiong Hao?
Hu Lugu swept an icy glare at him, shocking him into silence. The last syllable of Han remained lodged in his throat, his entire face instantly flushing red. Hu Lugu did not speak. Instead, it was Duan Wenyang, who was standing behind him, who said,
Even after more than 20 years, the Wulin of the Central Plains still can't even find one person who is capable of being a worthy adversary of my master. And yet, you still have the cheek to swagger about and spout such brazen words. If I were you, I would have been so ashamed that I would kill myself by bashing my head against a wall.
What venerable person of the Taoist faction? The way I see it, after wandering the Wulin of the Central Plains, Qi Fengge is the only one who could be equally matched with my teacher had he still been alive today. To think that my Shi Zun felt that the Central Plains was filled with an assembly of talented heroes and rushed over in high spirits upon hearing news of the Shijian Dahui. How unworthy of your fame and reputation. The people of Chunyangguan had been derided by him to the extent that they were too abashed to show their faces. The other members of the Jianghu who were present were also rendered speechless, unable to make any response. They had all clearly witnessed Yi Bichen's martial arts during his battle with Sang Jingxing. It was spectacularly brilliant and beyond compare. There was no doubt that Yi Bichen was able to suppress He Huanzong with his strength alone. But their joy was short-lived once Hu Lugu made his appearance. With him present, whether it was Yi Bichen or Sang Jingxing, everyone had to lower their heads to acknowledge him. Both Yi Bichen and Sang Jingxing were already existences that ordinary people could not even aspire to, let alone surpass. Now Hu Lugu had also arrived and was like the moon suspended in the highest heavens, so high above them that it was beyond anyone's reach, causing them to feel despair in their hearts. People with aspirations would probably think back on that battle from more than 20 years ago and lament that they were too young to have witnessed it with their own eye. Qi Fengge, whom even Hu Lugu was unable to defeat back then, what kind of magnificently elegant and graceful demeanor would such a person have had? However, not everyone present was the sort who would build up other people's ambitions while destroying their own prestige. Some could not bear to listen to Duan Wenyang's words, and one stepped up from the crowd and spoke out in a loud voice. You have only just arrived at Chunyangguan, and yet you already dare spout nonsense and spread slanderous accusations that the Central Plains are completely lacking talents. Do you know how many experts are there in this world? There is the Buddhist faction in the north, and the Confucian faction in the south. Could it be that you have already challenged them all? When the Liu Li Gong announced the ranking of the world's heroes earlier, Hu Lugu's name was not listed among the top 10. Ge Xia are singing praises about yourselves. How jovial of you. But in the end, you're only contributing more fodder for jokes for others to laugh at. Hu Lugu's expression remained inscrutable and apathetic. But Duan Wenyang narrowed his eyes. What is your name and family name? And which sect do you hail from? That person's heart trembled at this, but since he was in a public place in full view of everyone, he couldn't allow himself to succumb to his nerves here and now. In the end, he raised his voice and announced his background. Wang Zhuo of the Kuai Ji Wang Jia. The Wang family relied on neither the He Huanzong nor the Tu Jia to survive. So why should he cower and shrink back in fear? After thinking this, Wang Sanlang's courage and resolve were emboldened. Duan Wenyang raised an eyebrow. The pitch of his voice rose slightly. Oh, Kuai Ji Wang Jia? As he said this, his hand stretched out with the speed of lightning, and the silhouette of his whip appeared out of nowhere, sweeping directly towards Wang Sanlang. Wang Sanlang could only watch as the other person attacked. He didn't even have the time to unsheathe his sword and could only pull back. How could his speed match up to the others? Before he could retreat by a far enough distance, the whip had already coiled itself around his wrist. The torsion caused him unbearable pain, almost shattering his carpal bones. Ugh! He couldn't hold back his yell as the long sword in his hand fell to the ground. Sanlang! Wang Erlang was so furious that his eyes were ready to burst from their sockets. He flew over to rescue him. There was someone else who moved faster than him. The other party drew her sword in mid-air, and with a single slash,
her Jianqi rushed over in a swarm, surrounding Duan Wenyang from all directions. Duan Wenyang made a sound of surprise, as if he hadn't expected such strength from the person who was aiding the other party. He had no choice but to draw back his whip and shift his focus to the other person. And only then did he realize that his opponent was a beautiful young girl. Amongst all the forms of martial arts that existed in this world, only the swift cannot be restrained. Duan Wenyang's whip swung out in a continuous and relentless pattern. It formed layer after layer, refusing to give the other person a chance to catch their breath. But even under such an oppressive force, the young girl could still move with exceptional skill and ease, not letting herself lose to him. Upon seeing this, one would infer that she came from a famous sect and had been trained by an expert of extraordinary caliber. Given more time to develop her skill, she may become someone capable of making great achievements. After all, Duan Wenyang is still ranked amongst the top 10 experts in the world. Although he is placed last and his status is the lowest, this ranking goes backed by substance. This young girl's martial arts may be formidable, but she was obviously still immature and untested, lacking in actual combat experience. After 3 moves and 2 stances, Duan Wenyang gradually uncovered her weaknesses, to which he used his whip to attack her flaws. The young girl had no love for fighting. She only intended to help Wang Sanlang out of his difficult situation. Since she had already achieved her goal, she naturally extricated herself and withdrew. She gracefully floated to the ground, refusing to face Duan Wenyang head-on. Many thanks to Gu Niangzi for her assistance. Wang Sanlang's emotions were somewhat agitated. He had been enamored by this beauty at first sight, but the beauty was unmoved and regaled him with harsh and blunt words. And yet he had never expected that it would be this same beauty who would lend him a helping hand when he was in distress. No need for thanks. Gu Hengbo's expression was aloof. Although Wang Sanlang's actions were somewhat rash and reckless, it can't be said that his actions were wrong. In Hu Lugu's presence, the entire crowd had cowered quietly like a cicada in the late autumn, deeply afraid of making the slightest sound. It was only Wang Sanlang who summoned the courage to speak out. If one had the capability to save one and yet chose not to, it would only propagate and encourage this kind of passive behavior in the future. From this aspect, Gu Hengbo proved that she was truly a worthy student of Shen Qiao. Her beliefs and viewpoints indeed came from the same lineage and traditions. Thanks to Gu Hengbo's intervention, Wang Sanlang did not suffer any injuries. Now that he has seen the exceptional martial arts that both master and disciple possessed, and since he was not even the disciple's match, there was no need to even think about challenging the master. He couldn't help but feel that he was so far behind that he could only stare at the dust raised by those riding ahead with no hope of ever catching up. To a certain extent, Chun Yangguan's plan to unite the various factions against He Huanzong and the Buddhist faction had already failed. Li Qingyu's hand was already pressing on the hilt of his sword, but another hand reached out and firmly grasped his arm, holding it in place. This hand belonged to Yi Bichen. On the other side, Hu Lugu looked at Gu Hengbo and suddenly asked, "Who is Qi Fengge to you?" Gu Hengbo had long noticed Chen Qiao, who was standing on the edge of the stone platform, and couldn't help but glance at him before replying, "Na shi jia shi." Upon hearing of her relationship with Qi Fengge, Hu Lugu's countenance finally changed ever so slightly. Even when he had faced off against Yi Bichen, he had never once looked at him in the eye. But right now, He carefully scrutinized Gu Hengbo's figure before returning to his composed and unruffled bearing from earlier. The one who understands the teacher best is their student. Duan Wenyang smiled and said,
Why should Shizun feel regretful? If this disciple is not mistaken, this Niangzi's name is Gu Hengbo. She should be the only female disciple who was accepted under Qi Fengge's tutelage. Although her martial arts are still lacking, she does have several Shixiong, one of whom even inherited the position of Xuandushan Zhangjiao. My Shidi, Kun Ye, had even perished under his blade. And what a coincidence! He also happens to be here today.
After speaking these words, he turned to look in Shen Qiao's direction.
Shen Daozhang, it has been some time since we last met. I trust you have been well.
At this moment, all eyes fell on where Shen Qiao was standing. Shen Qiao had been standing at the side as if he were half invisible. But right now, he naturally could no longer continue watching with the detached and cool eyes of a bystander. Hence he raised his sword and walked forward at an unhurried pace before stopping a short distance away from the other party. Thank you for your concern. Fortunately, I have suffered no serious ailments. His tone was calm and gentle, not revealing even a trace of anxiety and tension at Hulugu's presence.
You are Shen Qiao.
Hulugu's gaze moved from his face to the Shan He Tong Bei Jian in his hands. A trace of nostalgia flashing across his mien.
Yes, Pin Dao is Shen Qiao. This one is greatly fortunate to be able to meet Qian Bei in person today. It is unfortunate that my Shizun has already passed on from the mortal world. He would have been filled with joy to know that Qian Bei is still amongst the living.
Duan Wenyang's suspicions were aroused by the other person's words. Thinking that he meant to mock about how his shifu had faked his own death and cowered in Tuzhe for over 20 years, waiting until Qi Fengge had died before daring to show his face once more. But upon looking at the other person's benevolent and mild countenance, which was the very image of tolerance and kindness, it seemed that this was not the case.
You are very talented, but you are still not yet my opponent. Perhaps in another 3 or 5 years, you would be able to fight me. However, you killed Kun Ye. Now that I have run into you today, there is no way that I would let you leave this mountain alive.
Hulugu's expression was impassive. His words held the underlying implication that he already held Shen Qiao's life in the palm of his hand. Shen Qiao smiled and only replied shortly, Is that so? In such a situation, it was obvious that there would be no point in speaking or arguing any further. Although he appeared calm and unperturbed, it did not mean that his heart harbored neither apprehension nor fear. The onlookers may be bustling with excitement at the situation and looking forward to watching what happens next. But only someone who was in a similar situation of adversity could truly understand the extent of intimidation and coercion emanating from Hulugu's oppressive aura. When Yi Bichen had exchanged blows with the other person earlier, he had undoubtedly experienced this same form of torment. The other person's strength has already reached an indescribable and undefinable realm. The heaven are all-encompassing, filled with enigmas concealed within profound mysteries. It can only be intuitively understood, but it cannot be expressed in words. Could he win this? Shen Qiao looked at the person who stood before him. Even his breathing was controlled to be so faint that it was almost unnoticeable. This would be the most difficult battle that he had ever fought since he first set foot in the Jianghu.
The level of peril was comparable to when he battled against Sang Jingxin. He was Qi Fengge's disciple. From the moment that he had accepted the mantle of inheritance from his Shizun's hands, it had been predestined. This fight was inevitable.